This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on? You're listening to episode 199 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and I got a player too, Steve, from Engaged Family Gaming. What is up, my guy? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. Guys, I'm going to give you a heads up right now. For some reason, Discord does not want to connect very well, so you may hear a little bit of cutout here and there, but I'm just giving you the heads up now, all right? That may end up happening, so I do apologize, but that's just the nature of the beast on the internet. So, that music you just heard.
We are at the whim of the internet.
We really are, yeah. And we're across the United States from each other, so you know, also great. That music you just heard from On Being Human, you can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast, and if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. Pick up something awesome like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels or Ready Player One. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat to automatically save $10 at checkout. If you would like to help support the content I create, you can go to patreon.com/n64josh. And lastly, if you'd like to get my book, Another Castle, you can even get the first chapter for free. Go to n64josh.com/anothercastle. And I still have the sale going on. If you use coupon code NPCFAM, you save 20%. With that, let's jump to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. Well, we're doing a giveaway right now. If you go to n64josh.com/giveaway, you can be entered to win a $50 eShop card from myself and Captain Dangerous. All right, so just n64josh.com/giveaway. And if you'd like to stay up to date with my streaming schedule, our community game nights, tournaments, all that stuff, n64josh.com/calendar. All right, with that, we're going to jump on over to what we've been playing. Okay, so Steve, been doing any gaming this last week?
I actually have been, which is weird. It's been a rough couple of weeks coming home from PAX East, but I did get a chance to play, most recently on my Switch, I've been playing a little bit of SteamWorld Quest.
Oh, nice.
I may not review it, but I can tell you that I have been playing it,
okay.
And it sure is a SteamWorld game. Yeah. that you may, if you like SteamWorld games, then, you know, it's a habit that, you know, if you're in a habit of buying those games, then it might not necessarily be time to kick that habit, but you know, what do you think of the SteamWorld games? Where do you come down on those?
They have not done a whole lot for me, but I don't know that I've given them a fair chance either, you know? So the SteamWorld Dig 2, for some reason, the that art style of games, it kind of, it just doesn't sit well with me. I would much rather see pixels than the kind of the weird flash looking, like, I don't even know how to explain it really, but it almost looks like cutout dolls that have arms that move. You know what I mean? So I feel like the animation is a little bit cheap and it's not my favorite. That being said, what I did play of SteamWorld Dig 2, the gameplay was solid and you know, that kind of stuff. It's just, well, anybody that knows I don't play games for a very long period of time. I pretty much do a preview of them and then move on. So
such is the life of a content creator. I have a similar issue. So I have been playing that. It comes out on the 25th, so next week. So you'll be hearing lots about it. And if you want to hear me shout about it, you know, we'll talk about where all my channels are later on.
Oh yeah.
Sure. A game that I can talk about. Now, this, have you heard of a game called Panzer Paladin?
I haven't.
Okay, so this is a game I've been shouting about this game ever since I played it at PAX East. Let me paint a picture for you.
Oh, I'm ready.
This is the thing I try and do. I'm going to paint a picture. Do you remember Blaster Master?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so picture Blaster Master, where instead of a tank, you have a Gundam wing.
Okay, I like
it.
That
sound cool?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so it's basically that.
And that's like that's like a mech, right? Because I'm not really into cartoons all that much. So
it's a big old mech thing.
Okay, cool.
But instead of guns, you actually fight with melee weapons. And the combat is very similar to Legend of Zelda 2, in that the monsters will come at you and they have shields and they'll block up and they'll block down. You obviously have to attack them in the right way. The weapons will actually break, but as they're about to break, you can kind of sacrifice them to cast magic spells that do all sorts of wacky stuff. It's a pixel art game. So I know you said you like some good pixel art. Oh, yeah. This is really cool pixel art. It is coming out by the end of this year or the beginning of next year. It's from the same folks that did Flint Hook. Do you remember that one?
Yep. Yep. I own it.
By those folks.
I haven't played it.
All right. So you played it for, an hour and probably had to move on.
I got it from Limited Run Games and I never even opened it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, at least the box looks nice.
Yeah.
This is another one where, very similar art style in that black backgrounds, cool foregrounds. The sprite animations are top notch. I really dig it. It was my game of the show, no question, coming out of PAX East. So everybody's got to keep their eyes on Panzer Paladin.
So it's
the name is kind of stupid, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I get it. So I there was some game recently. The guy was like, all the names are taken. Like, I can't remember which Indian game it was, but that's he's like, I can't. It's the best I could do. So it sounds like a mix of Zelda 2 and Breath of the Wild with your weapons breaking. Like,
kind of. I mean, I think the Breath of the Wild, I don't want to give it all the credit for weapon degradation, although, like, if you don't like weapon degradation because of Breath of the Wild, then that might kind of make Panzer Paladin a bit of a question mark. But there's tons of weapons. And if you have no weapon, it's not like you're helpless because you are a giant robot. You just rocket punch enemies as opposed to hitting them with giant swords.
Cool.
So, like, I really, at one point I lost all of my weapons because I threw them or sacrificed them to cast magic spells. And then I just punched a robot to death. So I was fine.
Gotcha. I like it. Well, this past week, I checked out 4 indie titles, guys. The first was Android Attack Cactus Plus. It's been out for a little bit, but this game really, really impressed me. Like, the little bit of time I did spend with it, the animation was cool. The story was engaging. It was quirky. It felt like it really had like a Saturday morning cartoon vibe to it. And twin stick shooter, which I'm all about. And I've yet to find one that I really, really liked on the Switch. And I think I finally found one with Android Attack Cactus Plus. So that's one I will say worth checking out. The next one, which was also kind of a it's kind of a twin stick shooter. It's another HD zombie defense. You basically it's kind of like a tower defense game, but not completely. You are basically just stuck in this room and there are zombies coming at you. You have a gun. So if you hold down the right trigger, you fire and then you aim with your right stick and you run around with your left stick. So that's where it is. It's kind of twin stick shooter-esque, right? The thing is, after each round, you get cash and you build up your defenses. You can get turrets and then put guns on the turrets and put up barricades, things like that. And this has it has online. It has a deathmatch, and it, like, overall I was pretty impressed with it. If you're looking for, you want to get 3 other people together and kind of do some, like I said, it's kind of like it's one of those games. It's just wave after wave, and you can eventually like build up your defenses, and it can be pretty fun. It's just a matter of getting to that point. Cause the few games I got into where it was like, oh, there's a lot going on here, I would then get kicked out. So you do want to find your friends to play with. Cause I'm not sure how good the randoms are. The deathmatch is interesting. Cause you've got zombies trying to attack both of you, and you're trying to shoot each other at the same time. And there's all kinds of different guns. You've got machine guns. You've got like shotguns. You have guns that shoot like plasma bullets. I don't even really know. You have flamethrowers, like a lot of options. So
sure.
Yeah. So
sounds good to me.
Yeah. And that one, another Zombie Defense HD is the actual title. I think I mixed it up the last time. So, worth checking out. The next one is War Theater, which I had no clue what this game was. I just received a key for it and was like, okay, I'll check it out. It's very much like War Groove or, you know, a Fire Emblem. It's kind of that style of game. And what was crazy is while I was doing the first look, we were doing it live and everything. A lot of people in chat were like, wow, this looks really cool. This looks really cool, because you kind of start off and you've got the map, right? And you go and take over factories, and then you can immediately start building different units, and you almost have to do that. And that's where I made my first mistake, because I was kind of exploring versus like getting my army built up. And a lot of it was due to the fact that I just I don't play a lot of games like that. And then two, just being a novice, I just made some mistakes. But after getting into it a little further and like, you know, okay, you could get your mechs getting built, that kind of stuff. And what's interesting is the battles don't take place like just on the, like, basically the entire scene changes when you do the battle, and you see everything kind of like almost like a like 2D side scroller kind of stuff. Now, you're not controlling anything. They just, you know, it's just turn-based. They attack, you attack, that kind of stuff. And so overall, pretty impressed by it. I was like, I really had no clue going into it. Now, it does have that art style that I mentioned, kind of that SteamWorld Dig art style a little bit, that I'm not a huge fan of, but I'm not going to knock a game just because I don't necessarily love the way it looks, right? The gameplay was there. There was some cool story elements. And this also had quite a bit of content, as far as like, you have a campaign, you have multiplayer. I believe, but don't quote me, because I have to double check, but I believe there was even online. And so it was War Theater. Worth checking out. Okay. The last one is a little puzzle game called Box Align, which surprisingly very, very relaxing, yet pretty fun. And you know, the developer just kind of messaged me out of the blue and was like, hey, would you check this out and really just give your honest opinion. Like, I ended up, you know, playing it on stream, watching people go crazy, watching me play a puzzle game. And then ended up playing it in bed, kind of handed the Switch over to my wife, was like, hey, you need to check this out, because I know how much you love puzzle games. And she was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. What you're trying to do is you've got shapes that you are trying to make. They're basically cubes or boxes, and you're trying to get three in a row, and you only have X amount of moves. Like, you have to move everything perfectly, otherwise it starts the puzzle over. And so if things are stacked and they're going to be able to fall in place or whatever the case is. And it seems to be that there's a fair amount of puzzles, and they seem pretty good. So Box Align is another one that I would say maybe worth checking out. So with that, I think we're going to move right on over into the news. So yesterday was kind of a sad day if you were on Twitter, because we got to see Reggie pass the torch to Doug Bowser. Reggie has retired as the president of Nintendo of America. And he, as far as I know, I don't even think he had a Twitter up until like yesterday or something.
He did not, at least not one that we know about.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's verified and everything. Look at this guy. You know what I mean? And so he just started tweeting all kinds of pictures, like of his, he was packing up his office. He was taking some pictures with Doug that were pretty funny because like they were both like, it looked like they were both holding like a whiteboard or something. And there was, I think they were blank. And then people started filling in like the memes for him. And so but there's also, you could see a lot of GIFs of people crying and, you know, people being upset. So did you get to see a lot of these photos and whatnot?
I did. And, you know, I mean, the internet being what it is, I think I'm happy that most of it was positive. Been a lot of cynical folks living on the internet in the last forever. So I'm just really happy for him. You know, like, he's leaving, he gets to go spend time with his family. He's not gone. Obviously, he's going to come back and run some games, something somewhere eventually. But yeah, I mean, I saw some of the stuff, you know, a lot of my body is ready for retirement jokes.
Of course. Which,
same is what I said to all those. Like, same. My body's definitely ready for retirement.
Yeah.
Just not quite as ready to do so financially as the president of Nintendo.
Right. So probably one of the coolest pictures was him in his office. And he was saying he was going to leave the Master Sword behind. Right. And so the thing that I just want to let everybody know is that the Amiibo that were in his office were still in their packaging the way they should be. I just want to get that out there.
Oh, so. You're one of them.
Oh, can we
fight about, let's fight about this.
Absolutely. I'm one of them.
These are toys, sir.
Well, in their packaging, they're expensive toys. So, you know,
I mean, I guess, I mean, ultimately I don't really have much in this game, but all our Amiibos are out of the box.
The chat is saying, don't get Josh started on his Amiibo prison. So any Amiibo that I have open, I have a duplicate of. So that's that way there's one in the closet behind me in his happy little warm plastic cardboard home, not jail. And they call me the Amiibo warden, basically.
All right. You know, if Toy Story were real, you're a bad person.
I know. Hey, I'm okay with it, though. I've accepted my role in life.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what matters to me.
Okay, good. That's good. So anyway, it was cool to see. And then, of course, Doug Bowser takes to Twitter and posts a photo of Bowser Jr. sitting at the desk. And I was just like, I'm shook. I don't, you know, I feel like I don't know. I don't, is Bowser pulling a fast one on us? You know what I mean? Like, even his Twitter handle is the true Bowser, right? So,
he's a marketing guy. I mean, that's the thing we have to remember. He came through and has been, you know, one of the VPs of marketing.
Yeah.
So he knows what he has. Mm-hmm. You know, his name is Bowser. He knows that holds brand power. So I would be I would be stunned if we don't see a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, all the stuffed animals in that photo were just Bowser, just Koopa kids. I was like, where's the brothers? You know, but
He's gonna be a heel. I mean, that's the thing. I appreciate that. He's gonna love Bowser because that's his name. And so we've had a face president of Nintendo America for a long time. So now we're gonna have the reign of the heel, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope at E3 he comes out in full Bowser costume, and he's just like, "Where's the princess?" You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready. Because, I mean, you know, the thing with Nintendo and E3, it's always been, well, as of recent anyway, it's the memes that come out of it, right? I mean, Reggie and Iwata and all the stuff that just, you know, the puppets and just everything. Like, it's, yeah. So hopefully the tradition carries over, you know.
He sounds like he's ready to do that. Yeah. Like I said, he's a marketing guy. He knows full well that his last name is Bowser, so he has to use it.
Yeah.
He's going to weaponize that.
I like it. I like it. So, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 gets a release date of 7/9. Is this a day one purchase for you?
Yeah, it's a day zero purchase. I'd buy it now if I could.
Right.
Okay. This feels like the, for sake of correction, I think it's the 19th, not the 9th.
Oh, it may be. Yeah, it may be. It
actually, I'll get confirmation.
Nope, it is. It is. Because I thought okay. I thought it was June 19th when I first saw it. But when I typed it in my notes, I forgot the one here. So, yeah, you are correct. Yeah. It is July 19th.
So it feels like the perfect summer vacation game. You know, multiplayer, you know, couch co-op. It's going to be super hot on the East Coast because hashtag climate change. My kids are going to be, you know, sitting on the couch and I'm going to play with them. And Cyclops is in it, I think. Because there's X-Men. You can't have X-Men without Cyclops.
Right.
So we're going to play. And I can't wait to shoot dudes with eyeball lasers. I loved the Ultimate Alliance games back in the day. It's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. Which really caught me off guard when they were press releasing about it today. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Even if it's bad, it's still going to be good.
I'm nervous because I really love the first Ultimate Alliance. The second one I didn't play because I don't remember what I was playing when it came out, but it did come out
at a weird time.
Yeah. I don't remember what I was into at the time, maybe a Halo game or something. And, but I loved the first one. The thing that has me, reluctant to get like overly excited is Team Ninja's track record is kind of hit or miss, you know?
Sure.
So, but hopefully they have the right people in place to make sure that this is a polished experience because the potential is there, right? You've got hundreds. I don't know how many characters are going to be in the game exactly, but I know I remember running around as like, at the time for the first Marvel Ultimate Alliance, some of the characters seemed even a little bit obscure, like, you know, Loki and Luke Cage and characters that weren't like in the forefront of, mm-hmm. Of everything Marvel. Right. And so it was kind of cool because it actually got me like, oh, who is this? Who is this? You know, I'd get on Google and find out like, okay, oh, this is who this person is. Get a little backstory, yeah. Things like that. Right. And so, but one of the things that was so great about it is like, hey, you pick the character you like, and then you not only level them up and unlock more powers and abilities, things like that, but they also had multiple costumes and things like, yep. it was really a kind of a complete package for a Marvel game. Back in the day. And so there's definitely the potential here. And I really hope it goes well because I want to see Nintendo possibly resurrect other series that have kind of fallen to the wayside or that we haven't heard anything about. And so what I want to do, I'm going to post the question, guys, on the subreddit. You can go to n64josh.com/r. It'll take you right to the subreddit. I want to hear from you guys what other games you would like to see Nintendo resurrect. I'll have that question up tonight before the show goes out to iTunes and whatnot. But I want to know what, and then I'm actually going to put a post together because I have a handful of games that I would like to see come back as well. So. And I'll put you on the spot, Steve. Any particular series that you think would be cool if Nintendo brought back?
Absolutely. I have a few. With that said, there's a question in the chat. Somebody was asking about online or couch co-op. It is both.
Oh, for Marvel.
Just to answer Ultimate that for Nightcrawler 724.
Nice.
And Nightcrawler's in the game. Mattered to them. I'm taking a shot. So to answer that, I was actually thinking about that this morning. I don't know why it hit me. Here's what I think. I want to know why Super Mario Strikers is not being remade right now. Super Mario Strikers, Wii game, mm-hmm. Mario Soccer. I really feel like that's an easy slam dunk And I can't come up with the appropriate soccer pun, but like, it feels like just easy money. Yeah. If they do it right, it could kind of resurrect that franchise. It was well liked. I think it just kind of got buried because the Switch was weird, or not the Switch, the Wii was weird, you know, just the way that the game lineup came through, mm-hmm. but it's well liked. There really isn't a better system for multiplayer right now. And I could totally imagine, you know, link up a bunch of Switches and run around and play some goofy soccer. So that's my pick. Either, you know, the soccer or Super Mario Sluggers, the baseball game.
Yep.
I don't know if it's actually called that, but the baseball one. It's more Mario Sports, I think, is really what I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I mean, the 3DS got to see that Mario Sports All-Stars that had soccer, baseball, golf, yeah. tennis, and horseback, like horse racing, right? And we've seen tennis. I've seen, like, I feel like it's a 50-50 split between people that want golf or that want soccer next, you know. And I recently picked up like the GameCube soccer, baseball, golf, and the Wii soccer and baseball, yeah. and really, really, really enjoyed them. Like they're such great games. And so, and I love Aces. I think Aces was well done. There were a few missteps with the online right off the bat, but they're continuing to support that game. And so, the biggest question I have is when is this game going to come out? When would they launch a sports title? Because this year already seems so full.
Well, you know? Clearly not now, because I'm pretty sure all their teams are busy. But I, and some of your folks in the chat are suggesting it too. Like, I think a remaster of the, you know, without even having to dedicate a huge amount of work to it, you know, find a team that does ports and just do a port of the Wii games. I think they would be perfect for a late spring, early summer in North America. What I would think is this is one of those games that you want to release early enough in the year so that it is, you know, you've got the hardcore fans are gathered and, you know, they've bought what they're going to buy. And then you really pitch it like with digital sales or something like that in the holidays, because the sports game like Strikers, for example, is a perfect, like, oh, you just bought a new Switch, grab some Strikers. And I think it's especially relevant because people are going to start buying multiple Switches. I don't know if you're a multi-Switch household. We are, mm-hmm. as of this holiday. And I think that's only going to get more common, especially now that Pokemon and Animal Crossing are basically going to force it in every household in the world. Because mm-hmm. Who really wants to share a Switch to play Animal Crossing?
Nobody.
Not this household.
Yeah, nope.
So the ability for them to say, hey, we know you just bought your second Switch. How about this cool multiplayer game? Do you want to play soccer? And I think Nintendo fans remember those games, as evidenced by your fans in the chat, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that it's been long enough that they could market that. And even though it's a port, it's basically a brand new game. And I talk to parents all the time. I am certain that they would go bananas for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I personally was hoping that we were going to see these sports titles once a year, right? That like get tennis to roll out, get golf to roll out, get soccer to roll out, and get baseball to roll out, and then move on to basketball, hockey, you know, cricket, whatever.
Hockey, I think, is quietly. I think basketball is probably, you know, I think basketball has its issues. Because I played the 3DS game. I didn't particularly care for the basketball. But I think hockey, like if they just took the shell that was NHL 97 and just palette swapped and put in like plumbers and turtles and stupid stuff, mm-hmm. That would sell. But just I would play it. It would sell great. But it needs to be arcade hockey. Just, you know, just take 97 and maybe take the fighting out.
So
or leave it in.
So yeah, right. Smash. I was gonna say, then why don't we just take Blitz like 99 and palette swap with the plumber and everything too?
I would. You say that, you laugh, but you and I are sponsoring a multiplayer tournament of that, and it's not even out yet. Like, I mean, my God, you know, yep. Imagine like 7-on-7 football. You're playing a bunch of Goombas.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
I mean, I'd do it. The thing with hockey is that, and I guess that's probably part of the issue, is they do better with things like golf and tennis because those are games where you can play as one personality. Whereas, you know, you play football, or, you know, if you're playing 5-on-5 basketball, I mean, it gets a little repetitive. Kind of like that new Power Rangers fighting game they put out. It's like, why make a 3v3 fighting game when there's only 9 characters? It's like, eventually it gets kind of, you know, repetitive, but they can figure it out. Nintendo's smart.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how many racers are there in Mario Kart? Like a billion.
Yeah.
And I would absolutely play basketball where I could have Mario throw an alley-oop to Link. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Right. We'll just smashify everything. We'll just smashify every sports game. So, you know, get Kirby in there, get it, like, just bring it. The game's all here.
I mean, they should do that with Mario Kart anyway.
Oh, I
make it Nintendo Kart.
I'm all about it. Give us some Dreamland levels. Give us some Metroid levels. Give us some Star Fox levels. Just let's keep it going. You know?
Yeah. Just send it to at Nintendo. These ideas are free.
Yeah.
Right. After these ones, you got to pay us.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, okay. Well, the last thing I want to hit on is Labo VR. Were you able to pick it up and try it out?
I did not, only because we've been a bit busy. And you know what? My kids really don't really care for the Labo stuff.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, interesting. So here's what's funny. All the other Labo kits, the first one, my daughter helped me put together. We did the house. My son actually built the piano by himself. Took him 6 hours. And I think we did I don't even remember what the other one was. But we, you know, so we built everything. And then it never got touched again. And then I told her about the vehicle one, and she was so excited. And every time I asked her if she wanted to put it together, she didn't. So it's never been opened. It's still sitting in the box. And so the VR, I was like, okay, I'm going to get the starter kit. And then when the full kit goes on sale, like these last ones just did for $60 off, that's when I'll pick up the rest of it. But I wanted to at least get, you know, go hands on with the VR. So here's what's funny. I put the thing together. I start messing with it then. And I put it together down in the living room on purpose, because I wanted to see if it would pique anybody else's interest. And, well, guess what? They all played it more than I did. My wife, both my daughters. And what's funny is they're sitting on the couch, like trying to spin 360 so they can see everything that's going on.
Yep.
Here's what I will say. Make sure that you give your screen a good wipe down, right? Because any little hairs or any dust or anything like that is really magnified with the VR. So make sure to get that screen nice and clean. And overall, I was impressed. Now, I couldn't sit and do it for a super long time. I could feel a headache coming on. Right. Like that was just like, I just want to, you know, be honest there. So I messed with it for a little bit and then was like, okay, yeah, you guys try it. They didn't complain about that whatsoever. And, there's interesting little mini games. And I mean, for me, it's kind of my first experience even messing with VR, other than maybe some stuff way back when it was just, you know, completely terrible. And, I'm really excited to, the main reason I wanted to check it out was for Breath of the Wild and for Odyssey and who knows what else. I saw Andre from Game Explain tweeted out that Thumper, it doesn't have any plans to support VR, but they haven't shot down the idea, I guess. And that seems like a great game for that, for VR.
Yeah.
And then who knows? I mean, maybe maybe Mario Kart, maybe not, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But overall, I feel like this is probably the best Labo kit out of all of them. And I like the way that you can just purchase like the starter kit for half the price and kind of get your feet wet. See if it's for you. I enjoy putting the Labo stuff together. I think it's kind of fun. I like the way they've done the step by step, the way they walk you through it, just the different sounds, things like that. And so, overall, I'm pretty impressed. And I think there's going to be a lot of potential here. And I'll be perfectly honest, Animal Crossing with VR would actually be pretty awesome.
Honestly, I mean, I think that's probably a foregone conclusion, really. Having not picked it up, I mean, I'm sure we will eventually, just because I think I have a responsibility to do so to my audience. However, I think the way they split the kit up is the real strength. Because the $80 for the full kits is a big ask, right? Mm-hmm. But the idea of having it split up so you can get the base product, I think it's a better and easier ask. And so I predict that this is kind of how they'll be doing these kits moving forward. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the biggest surprise for me is that they're supporting it still. I mean, that after the initial wave, they've done, this is the second extra. Excuse me. So go ahead.
Well, and I don't have any, I don't have like an article in front of me or anything, but I did see some headlines on, like, you know, YouTube videos and stuff, even mentioning like Labo selling out, like the full kit at my Best Buy wasn't even available. I bought the last Labo in the store, as far as the VR kit. And so I was a little bit surprised, but I mean, overall, look, the other stuff I said, we never touched it again. I'll throw my Switch back in this. I'll check it out. My son had to check it out. Like, everybody in the household had to check it out. Right. So, yeah. And I think most people that listen know, but my youngest is 11, and then they go all the way up to 18. And so a lot of times they don't really, like, they're just kind of playing Fortnite or The Division, or, you know, my daughters are playing Sims or Animal Crossing or things like that. And so that's just kind of what they're into. But, so, you know, I think it's good. I'm glad to see it's back, but I think that's going to do it for their news. We're going to get to know Steve a little bit here.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
All right. So Steve, what's your history with Nintendo?
It is long because I am old. But so I have been a slave to Nintendo since I was like 8 or 9, I think. The story that I tell all the time is, and I've told it on all of my other podcasts, is I always wanted a Nintendo. We didn't have a lot of money, so I played at my neighbor's, and eventually I conned my parents into being like, hey, listen, it's for me, it's for, you know, little Mikey, my brother. It would be a great way for us to have, you know, family time and brother time. And so they bought it. And I will never forget, my mom surprised us. My mom brought me and my brother down into the living room, and they set it up in their bedroom, because that was like the smart thing to do back in the 80s, put the video game in the parents' bedroom so the kids didn't play it forever. Unfortunately, as modern parents know, really all that does is make us torment them to wake up. So that didn't last very long. But so she brought us down to the living room. My brother and I were like, what's going on? This is just so weird. And then they brought us up, and my dad was playing Duck Hunt with the zapper. And he was just doing the zapper thing, and my mom was transfixed. She was just like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And eventually I was like, okay, can I play Super Mario? And my mom had no idea what it was. And because that was that was a period of time where it was possible to not know who Mario was. Mm-hmm. And so she had no idea what it was. And so she looked at my dad and was like, is it safe? Like, is it okay for him to play? And my dad said yes. And I still remember that conversation. And that's kind of what inspired me to do my website, is because ever since I was like eight, I've been trying to remind parents that video games are in general safe and okay. And kind of showing them what these games are about. So that's how it started. We got, and after that, it was an avalanche. We got the SNES, the Christmas after it came out, the N64. And I say it to my wife all the time, like when they announced the Switch, like before the Switch was fully announced and we had any idea what it was, I looked at it and I was like, listen, if they announce that it's just a new toaster, we're buying that toaster. So like, it doesn't really matter what it is. we're gonna play it. We're gonna own it. And it turned out to be the Switch, which is a pretty amazing system by itself. And it came with Breath of the Wild, which is probably my favorite game of all time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So the next question on the list is favorite console. Is it the Switch?
No, my favorite console is the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
It really just comes down to, I just have so many really wonderful memories of playing with that.
Sure.
My brother and I, we would get Nintendo Power magazine and we would pour through it. My birthday was in November. We had Christmas and his birthday was in March. And so we got like three games a year. So I remember like throughout the SNES era, you know, very carefully weighing all of our options. And man, so many awesome Christmas breaks or summer vacations, or where we would sit down, you know, Final Fantasy II and III, and the games that I played on Super Nintendo determined what kind of gamer I became, right? Like, they proved I like role-playing games. I love platformers because of Super Metroid and Super Mario World. That's so even if newer consoles like the Switch, et cetera, have, you know, different bells and whistles, the SNES is responsible for who I am.
Got it. So then the next question, favorite games or series?
Okay, I can do that. My favorite series is Final Fantasy. Okay. I'm a huge RPG dork. I LARP. Right. Like that's the level of dork I get into. So, but Final Fantasy, man, there's something about that franchise that just gets me so hype. And it all came back to Final Fantasy II that I got on, you know, my, you know, on the SNES, you know, we brought it home and I just, you know, there was something about like that epic sweeping story and it continues, you know, and even though, you know, 15 wasn't super great, like, it was still amazing for me because it was a Final Fantasy game, and being able to show that to my kids. My favorite game in that series is 10, which is cool that we're recording today because that just came out for Switch today.
Right.
So, but yeah, I 10 is my favorite in that whole franchise. I know people will argue with me about whether it is quote unquote the best, and I don't really have any logical argument. But it, Final Fantasy X is my favorite. I'll play that game anytime I am sad or upset. I will just turn on Final Fantasy X, and that music just brings me back. And we actually used to play the Hymn of the Faith to calm my oldest son down when he cried. Hmm. And it worked like that.
That's cool. So what would you say is your favorite Nintendo memory? Is it the one where you got your NES, or is there another?
I mean, I think the one where I got the NES, the most important memory, because it kind of shaped my future. But I think my favorite Nintendo memory, man, there have been so many really good ones. But you know what? The one that I really love the most that's kind of resonating with me right now while I think about it has really been sharing Breath of the Wild with my two sons, the 13 and 10. And all three of us have been playing that game. You know, I've finished it. I didn't finish it. I rolled credits on it. I don't know if anyone actually finishes that. And my oldest son has as well. My younger son is actually, he hasn't finished the main game, but he's actually playing the master mode. Okay. And just sharing the game with them and talking about it and just kind of checking in on them whenever they start playing it. Man, those are some of my great memories because they're kind of experiencing that game the same way that I experienced things like Link to the Past and things like that. So that those are my big memories right now.
Got it. This is one of our favorite questions. What's a Nintendo game that you haven't played or haven't completed that we are going to judge you for?
Oh, Super Mario Sunshine. Never even turned it on.
That was way too quick.
Super Mario Sunshine, because I was ready for that question in one form or another. Super Mario Sunshine is the game that I have never touched the sticks on that game. It really? Came out at just the worst time. I've been praying for them to do an HD remaster. Mm-hmm. Right? Like every time a Nintendo Direct comes up, like, is now the time? Do I get to do this? And no. I've also never finished Majora's Mask, but I really struggle with the N64 Zelda games.
I guess
they are not my jam.
I see. Did you try Majora's Mask on the 3DS or anything?
No, because I really didn't like Ocarina of Time on the 3DS. It's just too small. That game, a game like that, I really want to just kind of kick back with the big screen. And the 3DS, I pretty much, the 3DS was just a JRPG machine for me.
Oh, okay.
So anything remotely action oriented, I just couldn't do it. I'm terrible at games. That's my secret. I'm just the worst. The only time I played Ocarina of Time is when I was helping my wife through parts that she was frustrated in.
Got it.
So I came to the rescue because I knew that she got really stuck on some of the platforming in like the Shadow Temple. You know how you kind of got to walk off at just the right time with the floating boots?
Yeah.
She just hated her life through that. And so I had to do it because otherwise she was going to break her 3DS.
Yeah. Not good. So, not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your content, man. What kind of content do you create?
So, I run engagefamilygaming.com. We are a website that talks about games for families to enjoy together. So obviously that's where Nintendo comes in because I preach the power of Nintendo to bring families together. And have been doing so for, at this point, now that I think about it, almost 7 years. It'll be 7 years when E3 starts.
Wow.
But we talk about video games and board games, which is the board game piece is largely by accident. Originally, we were just going to be a video game site, and the board game just kind of happened. When you get volunteer writers, you kind of just let them write what they want, and it turned out that was pretty good for traffic. I do a bunch of live shows. On Facebook, I know you were surprised when I told you that most of my content video wise is done on Facebook. But that's just when you're talking to parents and grandparents and caregivers, that's where you go where the people are. And so I do it on there. I have three live shows that I do every week. One is called the EFG Show, where I talk about news and other, cool stuff with my daughter who is six. So we talk about this week, we're going to talk about, Reggie retiring. And, we're going to talk about some of the same stuff we talked about today. Only we're going to get the perspective of a 6-year-old. So that's fun. And I have this guy who I showed you before the show, but I'm going to show the audience because this is Ron. This is my buddy, Ron. He tells jokes.
Got it.
And this is courtesy of Think Geek.
So if you guys are just listening, he's got a piranha plant puppet on his hand right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is more for the Twitch chat. And his name is Ron, cause piranha, you get it. Cause yeah. I'm a dad.
Yeah.
I get curious.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Think Geek. As soon as I told them that I didn't eat a show with my daughter, they were like, oh, well you need a puppet. So they went in the back and grabbed that for me when I was at PAX.
Oh, that's great.
And yes, Delmonic saying that the piranha plant is dope. Yes, agreed. It is dope. Although I'm way too old to refer to anything as dope. But other than that, we have a podcast. I actually do two podcasts on my own. One is Engage, a family gaming podcast that goes up weekly. We alternate between video games and board games. But I also do a podcast during my commute to work called the EFG Daily Commute, which is a 10 to 15 minute bite size thing where I'll talk about either a relevant piece of news and give my perspective on it, or if there's nothing news wise to talk about, I'll just talk about a game. You know, sometimes I give advice to content creators too, but most of the time it's whatever's on my mind when I leave Dunkin' Donuts in the morning.
Got it.
Do you know what Dunkin' Donuts is? I know you're from, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah. There actually used to be one in the town I live in. I believe it's called Dave's Donuts, though. It had gone out of business as Dunkin' Donuts. But anyway, they've always got great. The problem is if you don't get there early enough, they always sell out. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the way it works. I go there early and I have about a half hour, 45 minute commute. So rather than waste that half hour, I mean, I consume media during that time. So that's when I listen to podcasts, but rather than just consume, I think, you know what, if I'm going to be stuck in traffic, I may as well do something. And so I created it and it's actually doing pretty well and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, hey, where, I know you just kind of mentioned some of the stuff, but where can people find you and connect with you?
Sure. So the best way to do it is if you have a Facebook is to like us on Facebook. So just go to engagefamilygaming.com/Facebook or facebook.com/engagefamilygaming. We also have a community. It's about 300 people strong of a bunch of parents who love to talk about games. And that's just go to engagefamilygaming.com/community. You can go there. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, you can either talk to our brand, which is at EF Gaming, so EFGAMING, or you can talk to me, and it's Dudes Mania, and I'll put that in the chat later. Cool. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere, really, but those are the big places to talk to us.
Got it. Well, hey, man, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun. You'll have to come on my show at some point.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, guys. Well, hey, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitch, all the places, it's at N64Josh. I do want to let you guys know we've been playing a ton of Mario Kart, and I just finished up a Mario Kart 8 Deluxe guide. It's on N64Josh.com right now. You can go check that out. I'm kind of regretting putting it out there because everybody seemed to get better, you know, right after this thing went out. So, but yeah, it's in chat right there if you guys want to be able to check it out. And so that it's been fun though. We've had a lot of fun playing Mario Kart. You can follow the show at NPowerCast. The show notes are available at n64josh.com/npc199. Guys, this Thursday is episode 200. Hate Zero is going to be joining me, and there are going to be some special announcements. The show is going to be recorded later than normal. Okay, it's going to be at probably 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern. All right, but it's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, there are some announcements going to be coming your way on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. If you want to email the show, npc@n64josh.com. If you would like to get a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat, n64josh.com/OP Seat, automatically saves you $10 at checkout if you want to pick up your own gaming chair. Patreon.com/N64Josh is where you can help support the content I create. And if you want to pick up some merch, go to N64Josh.com/store. We do have a Discord, N64Josh.com/Discord. Lots of great gamers in there to talk, you know, games, play games. It's a good time. And there is a Facebook group as well, N64Josh.com/Facebook group. If you can rate and review on iTunes, we appreciate it. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now.
Bye.